My name is Leah Gilliam. I'm the program manager for Informal Learning at the Institute of Play. And we are a group of game designers and educators and content experts and strategists. And we are all working with games and the learning environment and also sort of trying to make it more fun and playful and more engaging. Well, our goal is really to create engaged 21st century citizens. We're really interested in collaborating with other designers and learners and looking at ways that systems thinking in particular and design and innovation and invention as an approach can really be created and really kind of incubated in young learners and learners of all types. So we really believe that the systems thinking skills are incredibly important. So for anyone to be able to see the world through a systems lens, to sort of see how the components work together and see how different relationships and interactions happen is really important. And for us, the best way to teach systems and systems thinking is through game design. So a game that's well designed is a well-designed system. Well, we've done some collaborations with, through the Hive network, we've done some collaborations with the Hackasaurus tool. So we've worked a lot with the Hackasaurus team, and we've done some informal hacking workshops with the Hackasaurus team, and then the Institute of Play is sort of one of the learning thought partners for the group of Hackasaurus people in New York. So we've run one workshop so far, we'll run another Hackasaurus workshop. So that's really our connection to Mozilla is its tools have become a really important way for us to really make sure that our kids are becoming comfortable working on sort of the front end and the back end of the web and becoming much more engaged in making web content. So I help design and oversee and participate in the informal learning program. So I'm officially the program manager, which is a great, wide, diverse role, which means I do everything from, you know, working in design jams and working with kids to, you know, meeting with other organizations and working on collaborations to, you know, finding designers and inventors and innovators to work with, you know, work and collaborate with us, and then doing this kind of work with the Hive as well. Well, you know, the key is not the technology, it really is the people who are working with it. And it's a bit of a cliche to say it, but we've actually found it to be really true, is that a really authentic integration of technology in any kind of learning space. The technology is there for a reason, there are people there to support it. You can work with pens, pencils, and as well as iPads. It just, mobile technology, like it really depends on the context. So we do a lot of transmedia work. We do game design and we use phones as a component. We don't just sort of like just do app design, but we really try to find ways to integrate old and new media, face-to-face, and also online environments as well. We're a part of a number of different collaborations, and collaboration is really important to us, and it's what allows us to extend beyond New York. So our big project is a school called Quest to Learn. So we co-founded a school in 2007, which will eventually be a 6th to 12th grade school. It's a New York City public school. Right now it's grade 6 to 8. And then we've just helped with the creation of another school called Chicago Quest, and that's based in Chicago. And internationally, we've just started to work with other groups who are also really engaged in design and systems thinking and games and learning through games. And we've collaborated on technology platforms and learning experiences. And pretty much, we're very, very open to working with people who are sort of in this arena and sort of thinking about some of these ideas. It's how we stay agile.
What do you hope to get out of this weekend at Mozilla Festival? What do you think?
Well, I'm really excited to be running the workshops with youth that come in. It's always great to do design jams and come up with challenges and just really kind of do this kind of hands-on learning. We always learn so much when we do it. So I'm looking forward to just meeting, you know, kids and teens and parents and whoever comes by, and to sort of see who's interested. And then also just in finding collaborators here and working on projects and doing a little work with the Hackasaurus tool. I'm really interested in collaboration, in finding tools and things that can that youth can interact with. So I've seen a lot of really neat, interesting projects, and I'm hoping to get to leave the youth zone and talk to other people in other spaces. Sure. Yeah.
What's
yeah.
your own personal biography in
terms of
how you got to this?
Let's see. I have a background in semiotics, in film production. I'm a creative artist, a designer, so I've done everything from, interactive installations to wearable technologies to experimental videos, and I became increasingly interested in face-to-face interactions. I've always really been interested in play, and for me, like working with media and games. And I've always just sort of been a tech geek. So it's just a great way for all these things to come together. And I really like, I've always, taught, but teaching and kind of organizing and strategizing about ways to design how people learn and then seeing how that works out has been a really nice new challenge for me.
Thank you very much.